Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Agentic AI Harness Pattern the Top 15 Patterns. Learn from Leaked Claude Code and Hermes Agent is a technical book about engineering production-ready agentic AI systems. Attributed to Ken Huang, it examines the practical architecture around large language models, rather than treating model capability as the whole system. The book is positioned for AI engineers, software architects, security practitioners, and technical leaders who need to understand how autonomous or semi-autonomous agents are controlled, extended, monitored, and constrained in real deployments. Its central subject is the agent harness, the surrounding software layer that connects a model to tools, memory, permissions, workflows, context management, and multi-agent coordination. The book uses Claude Code, described as a TypeScript agentic coding CLI, and Hermes Agent, described as a Python agent built for messaging platform operation, as comparative engineering references. Its purpose is not simply to describe agent behavior, but to extract reusable patterns for building safer, more reliable, and more extensible AI systems. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the harness paradigm treats model intelligence and operational control as separate problems. A central topic of the book is the distinction between the model and the harness. In this view, the model supplies language understanding, reasoning, and generation, but the harness determines what the agent is allowed to do, how it calls tools, how it maintains context, and how failures are handled. This distinction matters because many early agent projects fail by assuming that a stronger model automatically creates a dependable product. The book instead frames production agentic AI as a software architecture challenge. A harness must translate ambiguous model output into structured actions, preserve state across turns, prevent uncontrolled execution, and keep the system auditable. This is especially important when agents interact with files, code repositories, security tools, messaging channels, or enterprise systems. The three-layer architecture described in the source material reflects this separation of concerns: the model layer reasons, the harness layer coordinates, and the tool or environment layer executes. By emphasizing this separation, the book gives readers a practical mental model for designing agents that can improve as models change without requiring the entire system to be rewritten. Secondly, Claude Code and Hermes are used as contrasting implementation references rather than abstract examples. The book stands out by grounding its pattern discussion in two different agent implementations: Claude Code in TypeScript and Hermes Agent in Python. This comparison gives the material a more concrete orientation than books that discuss autonomous agents only at the conceptual level. Claude Code represents an agentic coding environment where the agent must reason over files, commands, developer intent, and tool execution. Hermes represents a Python-based agent designed to operate across messaging platforms, which implies different runtime assumptions, integration needs, and coordination issues. The value of the comparison is not that one implementation is presented as universally superior. Instead, the book appears to use them as evidence that similar design pressures recur across languages and product contexts. TypeScript can benefit from event-driven runtime patterns and strong integration with CLI and developer tool ecosystems. Python can benefit from its mature AI tooling and ease of integration with data, automation, and security libraries. By comparing implementations side by side, the book encourages readers to identify decision rules: which pattern fits a runtime, what trade-offs follow from a language choice, and when a design should be adapted rather than copied. Thirdly, tool interfaces and MCP make agent capabilities modular, discoverable, and replaceable. Another important topic is the role of tool interfaces in transforming an agent from a text generator into a controlled actor. A tool interface creates a uniform contract for operations such as reading files, querying systems, invoking scanners, or calling external services. This matters because agents become fragile when every capability is connected through custom glue code. A common interface allows the harness to validate inputs, route requests, record activity, enforce permissions, and handle errors in a consistent way. The book also highlights the Model Context Protocol, or MCP, as a way to standardize how agents connect to external tool servers. The source material describes MCP as analogous to a universal connector for AI agents, rather than writing a bespoke wrapper for every capability. A team can expose tools through a protocol that compliant agents can discover and call. The implication is architectural decoupling. Tools can evolve independently from the agent, and multiple agents can reuse the same tool server. For production systems, this reduces integration cost and makes agent capability management more maintainable. Fourthly, permissions, reliability controls, and context compaction are treated as production requirements. The book gives significant attention to safety and reliability concerns that become unavoidable when agents perform real actions. Permissions are central because an agent that can execute commands, edit files, or call security systems must be constrained by explicit authorization rules. Without such controls, tool use becomes a major operational risk. Reliability is equally important. Tool calls can fail, external services can be unavailable, model outputs can be malformed, and long-running tasks can exceed context or runtime limits. The harness must therefore include mechanisms for validation, retries, fallbacks, logging, and recovery. Context management is another production requirement. Agents operate within limited context windows, so the harness needs methods for retaining essential information while compressing or discarding less relevant material. The source material refers to compaction as one of the recurring patterns, which suggests a focus on preserving continuity without overloading the model. These controls are not secondary features. They shape whether an agent can be trusted outside a demo. By treating permissions, reliability, and context as core architecture, the book aligns agent design with established software engineering discipline. Lastly, Bover Ender Algiers and A Fire Under Each, the defensive cybersecurity application, shows why agent harness design matters in high-risk domains. The book applies its patterns to a defensive cybersecurity agent, which is a useful test case because security work combines high stakes, tool diversity, and strict control requirements. A defensive agent may need to query threat intelligence, inspect logs, interact with vulnerability scanners, summarize alerts, or coordinate investigation steps. These actions cannot be left to unconstrained model improvisation. The harness must define which tools are available, what data the agent can access, how tool outputs are interpreted, and when human approval is required. This application also illustrates why protocols such as MCP and uniform tool contracts are valuable. Security teams often operate heterogeneous environments, so reusable tool servers and standardized calling patterns can reduce integration burden. At the same time, cybersecurity exposes the limits of autonomy. False positives, incomplete context, and risky remediation steps can create harm if the system acts without safeguards. By using defensive security as an applied setting, the book connects agentic AI architecture to regulated, auditable, and operationally sensitive work. The result is a practical emphasis on controlled assistance rather than unrestricted automation. In conclusion, agentic AI harness pattern is best suited for readers who already understand the basics of large language models and now need to build systems around them. AI engineers, platform teams, security architects, technical product leaders, and researchers in agent systems are likely to benefit most. Its practical value lies in shifting attention from prompts and model selection to the infrastructure that makes agentic AI usable: tool contracts, permission models, runtime coordination, context management, reliability handling, and integration protocols. Intellectually, the book helps clarify a key point in current AI engineering: autonomy is not a single feature added by a powerful model, but an emergent property of a controlled system that connects reasoning to action. Compared with broader books on generative AI strategy or prompt engineering, this work is more specific and implementation-oriented. Compared with general software architecture books, it focuses on the distinctive risks of model-driven systems, including unpredictable outputs, context limits, and tool-mediated action. Its differentiating feature is the comparative use of Claude Code and Hermes Agent as reference implementations. Combined with an emphasis on reusable patterns rather than platform loyalty, readers seeking introductory AI theory may find it too specialized, but readers designing production agents will find a focused framework for evaluating architecture choices. If you would like to support Ken Huang, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.